And there we go. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Pianist Jeffrey Kieser performing in Ann Arbor tonight at the Blue Llama Jazz Club, and thrilled to be able to catch up with him as he's traveling, and we're in the midst of a news coverage and whatnot. So really happy to speak with him by phone. Good afternoon, and thanks for getting in touch with us. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
And welcome back to Ann Arbor, I should say. Welcome. This is actually a return engagement for you. You were performing at the Blue Llama as a member of Ralph Peterson's, just an incredible Messenger legacy band.
That's right. Yeah, that was just over the summer. Ann Arbor is always one of my favorite cities to play in, and the Blue Llama is a gorgeous new venue. It's really great.
I want to talk about the whole notion of playing in a venue after you've already done that before. Just a bit of a introduction for those who are not familiar with you. You're from the Midwest. You're from Wisconsin originally, but is home New York now? Where is home for you these days?
Yeah, home is in New York, you know, metro area, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
But you've done, as a performing artist, pianist, composer, leading your own band, you've also done a fair amount of work as a jazz educator in different points in your career. And were you at one time a visiting professor at Michigan State? Did I read that right in your
I've done quite a few sort of visiting artist things. I'm sure Michigan State was one of them.
okay.
It's hard to remember all of them, but yeah, I mean, for sure, I do recall actually doing a master class as a member of Diane Reeves' touring group out at Michigan State some years ago, and I'm pretty sure that we've been to University of Michigan as well. Somewhere along the way.
all those universities after a while.
Yeah.
You have
some great, really great programs. Great programs out here. Yeah.
You have the very distinguished credit of being both a member of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and also holding down the piano chair in Ray Brown's trio. This is much earlier in your career. How do you think that experience early on in your life and professional career, what kind of lasting impact do you think that's had on you as an artist?
Oh, you know, it's hard to put into words, but, just to be able to be, you know, in the presence of those great musicians and just see how they operated, you know, on a day-to-day basis, both on and off the bandstand. The stories, you know, you just, you know, with them and listening to them tell stories. I mean, the thing to do was just to keep quiet and listen.
Always great advice.
Incredible. Yeah, you know, just such incredible history, and that is the history. I mean, they're not, you know, you're getting it really firsthand from the people who were there, you know, on 52nd Street with Charlie Parker, and, right. You know, went through the whole thing, and it's incredible, not just a connection to the American, you know, musical history, but just to American history, period, you know? I'm really glad that I was at least caught the tail end of it, you know, when I was playing with those, you know, great, you know, legends, I was the youngest, but I'm glad that I had that chance.
You were
gone now.
You were still in your teens when you joined Blakey. Did I read that right?
Yeah, 18. I was 18, yeah.
18 and playing with Art Blakey.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, LeBron James going from high school to be in the pros. This is...
Well, sure. And I mean, there are a lot of young musicians, you know, that came through that group. And, you know, Lee Morgan, I think, was probably 18 when he joined. And of course, you know, think of Tony Williams being 16 or 17 out on the road with Miles Davis, you know, there's something to be said for youthful exuberance.
I suppose so. I'm speaking with pianist and composer Jeffrey Kieser, who's performing with his trio, and also vocalist, I hope I get her name right, is it Jillian Margot?
That's right, yeah, Jillian Margot.
Jillian Margot, tonight, Blue Llama Jazz Club, 7 and 9:30. Head to Blue Llama Club for complete details, tickets, reservations, and all that good stuff. Jeffrey Kieser in town tonight. I want to mention, you know, as we're talking about the Blue Llama, we mentioned right at the outset, this is actually a return engagement for you. You played earlier in the summer with Ralph Peterson's tribute to Art Blakey's band. I want to talk about venues and performance space and whatnot. Is there something to, do you feel like more confident, or is there something about playing a room for the second time, or is there something, do you like to discover the space and play it for the first time, or what's the difference about making like a return trip to a venue?
I mean, you know, we always hope that we're invited back, you know.
It's a good thing, yeah.
You know, but, and I especially, you know, I mean, the Blue Llama has good sound, good sight lines, and you know, it's a really nice space. It's very conducive to listening, and it's conducive from a, you know, from a, the musician's point of view as well. You know, they have a great piano over there, so I mean, I do take note of venues that have good pianos, and those are always places that I try to play again. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean it's, you know, when you play at a and the vibe is good, and you know, the food is good, they treat the musicians really well over there. It's a place that you want to go back to again and again. And of course, you know, you sometimes have longtime fans, and sometimes you make new fans who will, you know, they'll come hear you every time you play in town. So I hope that we get some returnees tonight, you know, that maybe saw me play with Ralph, and maybe some people that remember me from Ray Brown days when we used to play the Old Bird of Paradise, or, you know, or Art Blakey, or Christian McBride's band, or, you know, just the myriad sort of leader projects that I've done over the last 30, 35 years too. So, you know,
I want to talk about working with vocalists and whatnot. This is something that from time to time on your records, there's, you know, you feature a guest vocalist and whatnot. Is there something, you know, especially, you know, attractive to you, motivated to you, or you just kind of like, you feel like a piece needs words, needs a vocal. Is there something special about that collaboration for you?
I do enjoy working with vocalists, with good vocalists. I've been fortunate to work with, mm-hmm. with a bunch of really good ones, you know, from Diane Reeves to Claire Martin, Nancy King, Diana Krall, you know, Marlena Shaw. You know, I can name a bunch of, you know, Kenny Washington, Kevin Mahogany.
Yeah, these are vocalists that were on your projects, and you were also on their projects.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice collaboration. You know, in the case of Jillian Margot, she's, you know, an excellent singer, but she's also a really accomplished songwriter, composer as well. So it's been fun collaborating with her, writing new original music, you know, and recording it. And you know, she, like Diane and you know, the great singer, she brings like a real sort of almost instrumental or instrumentalist like component to the band. So I feel like it's not just a trio backing a singer. It's, I mean, the way that a show is structured, if you know you're curious, is we play about the first maybe third to a half of the show trio. So that satisfies the, you know, the hardcore instrumental jazz piano trio fans, and then the, you know, the remainder of the show is we bring Jillian out, and it's really, you know, it's not just like a piano trio backing a singer, but I really feel like she's a member of the band. It's like having a saxophone or a trumpet or something up there, and you know, she does sing lyrics, but she also scats and you know, sings in a very interactive way with the group, which makes it a lot more fun than just say, you know, like just being, you know, an accompanist role in that way. So she's great. She's been a lot of fun to collaborate with and work with on various projects. She's on my new record, On My Way to You, and I played on her new album, which is coming out early next year.
Oh, okay.
We'll be doing some music from each.
You set that up perfectly. I wanted to talk about On My Way to You. There's some original music here, and, well, I was going to, you know, I could say surprising repertoire choices, but, you know, knowing your recorded work, well, you know, maybe not really. I think, you know, I mean, the record opens with the Stevie Wonder ballad. It closes with some music from the pen of the Beatles, John Lennon and Paul McCartney. I think the pieces you play are actually John Lennon melodies, creations mostly. But I got to say, the track that I gravitated to originally in terms of the interpretations, it's like, wait a minute, he's playing Jimi Hendrix's May This Be Love?
Yeah,
which I thought was like a fantastic choice.
It's a cool tune. I've always really liked that tune, and I thought it would lend itself well to sort of, if you're familiar with the John Coltrane song Dear Lord. It's like a kind of a ballad, but sort of in double time, you know, like with a swing feel, and it's kind of got a long meter to it. I'm kind of speaking in sort of vague musical terms, but you know, those are the best kind. Yeah, you know, it sets it in a different way, because that song has been covered a bunch of times over the years. Like Michel Ndegeocello did a beautiful version of it, but always sort of in the similar kind of beat and style to the way that Hendrix did it. And I thought it'd be fun to just do it as a completely different kind of tune. You know, and that's what I try to bring to standards or contemporary pop covers or anything I do. I try to do it a little bit differently than the original, you know, whether it's changing the tempo or changing the meter or feel or the beat or just the overall vibe of it. You know, I try to do it a little differently and make it original as much as I can.
Yeah, I hear you. I want to pay you the compliment, but it's also the observation. It's like, you know, listening to your records, and I know most of your music through records, because I think I've seen you, I think, twice, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, I know you mostly through records, and it's always, when I approach your records, it's like, well, what is Jeffrey Keyser going to do to surprise me this time? And it's like, there's always like these unexpected things, and then things that feel very familiar, which in a good way, I mean, you know, you want to hear like a certain sound. I got to tell you that what you do with Brilliant Corners on this, which is like, okay, well, here's the Monk thing. And all of a sudden I'm hearing this, like, this is really got this edge kind of, for lack of a better term, it almost has like a metal feel about it, really, like,
yeah,
really
out there. It's like a mashup of Brilliant Corners and On the Corner, you know, Miles. On the Corner.
Yeah,
there's a lot of corners.
Yeah,
I mean, that sort of takes the listener on a bit of a journey. You know, and it starts in one place, goes somewhere else, and ends up in a completely different place than where you started. But that's fun. I mean, we'll do that tonight. So if you haven't heard the record, you'll hear us play it tonight if you come by. It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to impose my DJ request. Can you say that for the second set? Because I can't make it to the second set.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. If you want to hear Brilliant Corners, you got to come to the second set. All right. Terrific. There's also the record, by the way, On My Way to You. Features not just the pieces we mentioned, but also some original pieces by Mr. Keyser and also by Jillian Margot, all, you know, performing tonight. Blue Llama Jazz Club in Ann Arbor. Again, 7 and 9:30 for shows. BlueLlamaClub.com for complete information. I know you're busy, whatnot, traveling and whatnot, but I do want to ask you, On My Way to You is self-produced and also self-released. Can you give me some perspective on where you think the industry is at in terms of, you know, music streaming, self-releasing, you know, self-funding projects and whatnot? What do you think are some of the challenges and rewards, especially for jazz artists, in the kind of like the jazz economy or the music economy where we're at right now?
Oh, man.
Big question. We always finish with a big question.
I mean, streaming and all that has made it extremely, extremely difficult for us economically. But, you know, we just kind of rely mostly on live gigs and ticket sales. That's what pays the bills now. And we do sell some CDs and some merch at the gigs sometimes, because, you know, you're there and you can. If you're a member of the audience and you're a fan, you want to, you know, buy something and have us autograph it and have a chat with us after, you know, we're always happy to do that. It's tough. I can't lie. I mean, the streaming revenues are minuscule. I mean, just they're measured in nano cents, you know,
a new kind of currency.
Good, yeah. But one thing that is, I suppose, you know, positive, you know, about that is just the access to so much music out there, and you know, a fan can stream something of mine on Spotify or Apple Music and decide they like it and maybe purchase it, or maybe that's you know, they say, well, you know what, I like his music and I'll come to the show tonight and see him play live, and it's always better live anyway.
That would be my recommendation, without a doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Come see it live. Music is best to experience in spaces with, you know, with the artist. Well, hey, thanks for taking some time with us. Have a great gig. We will see you tonight. Once again, the CD is on my way to you. You can check out more information about our guest, jeffreykeezer.com. If you need questions, tickets, reservations, whatnot, bluellamaclub.com. Jeffrey Keezer, his trio, along with Jillian Margot, tonight, 7 and 9:30 in downtown Ann Arbor. Hey, thanks again for your time. We will see you later tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
All righty. Okay. And we're all there, right. You go. Very good. I will see you later tonight, cool. And we'll get this on the air. I'll let Dave know, and we'll push it out as much as we can in the next few hours. We'll see you later tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your help. Really appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.